The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yumadav Chavov. The Mishnah Amud Beis, in talking about how many kahanim are necessary for the Seder of the Avodas HaTomid, so the Mishnah differentiates Torah Tomid Korv B'Tishrei, Basar, Bachadas, or depending on Shnemas, or depending on which day of the year, what additions there were to the the additions that would add an extra kohen is the tzloiche shomayim that was brought on Sukkot, because not only was there nisuch hayayin, which was one of the avoidis of the carbon talmud, attached to the carbon talmud, part of the carbon talmud, which we'll get into, but the special avoidis hamayim was halachim yuchedis on Sukkot, that is nisuch hamayim. We know that the tremendous simcha, like the Rambam says, b'chol yom tovim, there's a mitzvah to be samech, but the yom tov of Sukkot, where you saw ach samech, special mitzvah of simcha, this is intimately related to the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. Simcha's base, ha-she'eva, is the she'eva of the mayim. A deeper look at what the simcha of Sukkot has to do with the pouring of the water, that's to go a little bit more into the nyonim. But in any case, to define properly what the din of nisuch Hamayim is, there's a famous chakira. The din of Nisochim, which was part of the Karban Tomid, means the way the Mishnah in Tomid describes it, the way the Sugis by us describe it, that after the bringing of the Karban Tomid, as soon as the Evarim were brought up to Mizbech, there was the whole Seder Avoida of the Zrika Al-Gabi Mizbech, of the Karban Tomid, the Evarim of the Behemoth were brought with all the way it was described, and the way it was brought up to the Mizbech. After it was brought up to the Mizbech, it was put on the fire, the Kohen poured the Nesachim, a simon was given, and the Levim were medaber b'shir, the Levim sang Shira, accompanied by the playing of music by the Levim. And on Sukkot, this was, they poured on the Mizbech, they poured Mayim instead of Yain. Is this din of Nisuch HaMayim in place of Nisuch HaYayin, which means that the same way the Nisuch HaYayin is connected to the Karban Tomid, so the special mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is also part of the Karban Tomid? Or do we say that the Nisuch HaMayim is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy? The Nisuch HaMayim is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy, which is a mitzvah on Sukkot, and it happens to be Nisochim, and normally there's Nisuch HaYayin. Again, there was the regular mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, I'm sorry. Plus, there was an added mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, but not that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is part of the Karban Tomid. It's a separate mitzvah. What's the difference if it's a separate mitzvah? It's a not separate mitzvah. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Tainis. The Gemara in the beginning of Tainis says that Nisuch HaMayim Boris, it's interesting, by the way, the Iker celebration, public celebration, of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim was commemorated at night when they went down to pour. We don't find that there are avoidas in the Beis Hamikdash at night. We discussed extensively the Trumas Hadesh and how the Trumas Hadesh is an avoida, which is the finale of the avoida of the previous day, and it's the beginning of the next day. But in regular terms of avoida, there is no avoida at night. The nights of Sukkot were dedicated to the tremendous simcha of the Simchas Beis She'eva, which was all centered around the avoida of Nisuch HaMayim. So the pashtus is, in that understanding, that the Nisuch HaMayim is not a carbon of the day. It's something that has to do intimately with the day of Sukkot. It's not just an added carbon, like the carbon Oimu was brought on Pesach and the Shtei Alechem was brought on Shavuot. There's a carbon of Yayin, there's a Nisuch HaMayim. There's a Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot, but it's not just part, it's not an extra carbon of Sukkot, but it's an expression, a celebration of Sukkot itself. The Gemara in the beginning of Tainis discusses Nisuch HaMayim Be'urto, by night. What does it mean by night? Rashi says over there that it means that they filled up, the water was filled up, the preparations were done by night. Tosafot over there says no, the Pashas of the Gemara is Nisuch HaMayim Be'urto, that the Nisuch could be done by night. Of course, the halacha was L'chatchilo, where we have in the Mishnah by us that when they brought the Karban Tomid, the same way there was the Nisuch HaYayin, there was also the Nisuch HaMayim. But if the Nisuch HaMayim was done by night, the night of Sukkot, so it was considered to be yotzi dechayvas, the mitzvah of that yom. So lechayra would sound from Tosfos that it's not a mitzvah of avodas korban tomid. Korban tomid is in the morning. There's certainly no kiyum b'diavad if one brings the Korban Tomid by night. Obviously, if it could be brought by night, b'di'evit, that would tell us clearly that it's an avodas hayoyim and loy avodas hakorban. And the truth of the matter is, the one who speaks to Sambufush, that's the pshat, that's the chakira, and that's the hachro, is the Ritzman Sukkah Dafnun on these sugis of Nisach HaMayim. Says over there, b'shem the Ramban, that mitzad the korban itself, mitzad the korban talmud, even on sukis, would be enough to be menasech yayin. The nisuch hayayin is enough in and of itself, the proper nisuchim for the korban talmud, but mitzad the yoyim, there's a din of nisuch hamayim. The ritva uncharacteristically praises the Ramban. He says, kafta v'ferach mirabenu agodl, that means that he's misfall from this explanation. And mitzad the korban itself, the Nisachan Yain would be the proper expression of Nisachim of the Korban. There's a din in the Yain, there's an added celebration, an added mitzvah, as an expression of Sukkot, of Itzumei Shel Yain, to pour Mayim on the Mizbech. It looks like Nisachim, it's not part of the Korban, even though Lechatchila is performed as part of the Avodas Korban Tomid. The truth of the matter is that Dasin Alach, if we have the ritva saying like that, Pshan Toysvis, it could very well be the Rashi also holds that Chavis Hayoyim. It's not part of the Korban. But Rashi understands that even if it's not part of the Korban Tomid, it's a Korban unto itself. The Nisuch HaMayim is a Korban unto itself. Korbanos can only be brought during the day. Since when do we find that Korbanos can be brought at night? Every time it's just a din in Simchas Yomtiv, it's an expression of the Yomtiv. So okay, maybe the Mitzvah could be performed by night. Rashi, that he says that it can only be the celebration could be by night, the Shivas HaMayim, the Nidui HaMayim could be by night, but the actual pouring, the Avodas HaNisuch HaMayim has to be B'yoyim, holds, because he holds that's a separate carbon. He holds that's a separate carbon like the Rishonim, even if it's a separate carbon, but it's a carbon. Carbon has to be brought by day. L'chayra, that would be the glatta way to learn the Ritva explaining B'shittas Tais, and even Rashi only differentiating in that point that that it has to be done by day because it's a korban and korbanos have to be by yoyim. We have to mention when we talk about korbanos being by day, if the nisuch would be part of the korban tomid, would be part of a regular korban. The halacha is that nisuchim could be brought by night. When it's an added part of the carbon, that means it's not the carbon itself, but it's the addition to the carbon. All carbonates come with nisachim. The nisachim of a carbon that was brought on Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Elul, could be brought Tuesday night. After the carbon is brought, the nisachim could be brought by night. What can't be brought by night is a separate carbon. The carbon can't be brought by night. Only the added, the same way the Haktoras Evarim, discussed that extensively in previous year. The Haktoras Evarim is the finale of the carbon. It's the chelek achilas hamizbeach of the carbon. That could be done the night after the carbon was brought. The nisachim, which is also a chelek of achilas hamizbeach, we discussed that Bez Hashem the Shir on Shmoneh Esrei, how it relates to the Seder Ha'avodah. The nisachim is the one of the parts of the Ishei Yisrael, the finale of the carbon. In that case, it could be performed at night. But when we're talking about Nisuch HaMayim, the reason why Rashi also has to be dafka during the day is because it's a carbon for itself. It's not part of the carbon tomid, like we're saying. If it's a carbon for itself, that would have to be the day. And as I stated in Tshuva Sarajba, Tshuva Sarajba says that only Nisuchei carbon or kosher balayla achrei havos ha-carbon, because it's only a tosefes, a chelek achila on the avodas ha-carbon, the avodas ha-carbon that was done during the day. But nisachim bifnei atzmon, let's say the halacha is that a person could bring nisachim as a separate carbon. Odom misnadiv yayin bifnei atzmon. There's a shaila, there's a chiddush in the achronim that maybe it can be minadiv mayim bifnei atzmon. There's a question whether there's such a thing as mayim ala mizbech the whole year. Could be mayim ala mizbech the whole year has no significance. On Sukkot there's such a carbon. Yayin the whole year could be brought as a carbon. There's an interesting discussion in Mesechus Zvokim that when they pour the yayin, would it put out the fire al HaMizbeach? Discussion over there, Psik Reshit, to get to Hilchus Shabbos. But the discussion of whether mayim can be brought as a separate carbon the whole year, the halacha is mufurish, that mayim, this halacha of Yisurei Avodah Bachutz, Shchutei Chutz, Nisach HaYayin Bachutz in the Beis HaMikdash has a Chiyuv Misa. Nisach HaMayim, it would seem the rest of the year is meaningless. There's no such avodah. On Sukkot, he would be considered an Ovid Bachutz Chalila, and somebody who poured water on a Mizbech outside, make a Mizbech and pour water on the Mizbech outside of the Beis HaMikdash, would be Chayav Kos, we have a din of Shchut Echutz. The Briskerov, however, comments that if you look in the Tosefta says something which would indicate that the Avoida of Nisochim, Nischemayim that is, would seem to be part of the Korban Tomid, because there's halacha in every Korban, there are halachas of Machshavis HaPoislois, as much. Machshavis Shalom Lishmo, we learned about extensively in Psochim, Machshavis Pigul. Machshavis Pigul, somebody is Mechashiv B'shas, the Korban, to eat part of the Korban, Shalom Kitzuros, Chutzuzman, Chutzum Koymon. In that context, Tosefta tells us that if a person could be mefagel, a kohen who is being oibid on the korban could be mefagel, could pass on the korban by thinking about drinking or being oibid the mayim on sukkis, the nisuch hamayim chutzlus mana chutzlum koymoy. It's not part of the korban. It's very hard to understand that it should plug into the machshava poiselus of a korban. That would seem to indicate that Tosefta is machria, could be the sheet of the Gemara by us, not that way, we bring raya's from Rishonim, how they learn Gemara's, but in Tosefta would seem that the truth is that's part of the Korban Tovid. There are those that want to bring that the Shaila is Mufurish, the Shaila that was saying Rashi, Tosefta would bring machria, that maybe even Rashi holds like Tosefta, is really a discussion in Yerushalmi, over there in Perek, which discusses extensively the Simchas Beis Sheva, the fifth Perek of Sukkah. Over there in the Yerushalmi, I'm sorry, the fourth parak of Sukkah, and parak Dal Halacha Vav, there's a discussion about all these types of deviant nisuch hamayim, the way he was magdim before the Korban Tomid, he did it at night, he did it later on the next night, all these type of shailas. Over there in the Yerushalmi says something interesting. The Yerushalmi says that it has to be, the Yerushalmi pachsi yoisiz machri the shaila. Yerushalmi says that it has to be that the Nisuch HaMayim is part of the Korban, like we said in the Tosefta, because if not, where is there Nisochim if not part of the Korban Tomid? So anyway, we're saying in the Tosefta it says that's part of the Korban. The Yerushalmi says that as far as the Korban is concerned, like we explained in the Ritva, as far as the Korban is concerned, the Nisuch HaYayin is the imperative of the Korban. Obviously, Nisuch HaMayim is halacha b'fnei atzma. It can't be part of the Tomid. That's the way the Yerushalmi says it. In the Yerushalmi, there's a mashmah. It's interesting. There's two mekayris. In the Gemara, how do we know the din of Nisuch HaMayim? The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, but also Bryce's, that there's one mekor. The pasuk in Sukkis changes the wording, in the musiv of Sukkis, changes the wording of Nisochim, not Viniskel, but Unsocheho, Beloshin Rabbim. It has Nisochim, Beloshin Rabbim. One could say it's going on the Nisochim of both days, the Nische Yayin, and the Nische Solis, Chazal Dajr, Kiva. Dajr, it's in the Medrash, it's in the Gemara. Unsocheho, that means that Kabonis of Sukkis have two Nisoch, Nisach HaMayim, and Nisach HaYayin. That would be a mashmos. That's part of the carbon. The same way the Nisuch HaYayin is part of the carbon, the Nisuch HaMayim is also part of the carbon. There is another Makar. The Gemara brings Rav Asi on Rav Yechanon. That's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's what we pass like the Gemara says by us, that the Tzedukim were, it's another example where the Tzedukim had a battle royal with those that were Nemon, Lashem Vela Terot, the Teresh Baal Peh, and they had a battle with Halacha of Nisuch HaMayim. It says that there was a Kohen Gadol. The historians tell us that it was Yana HaMelech who wanted to test whether the masses was Nevantim, and he was mezalzel the teaching of Chazal of Nisuch HaMayim, and he poured the mayim on his foot. This is a discussion in the Svarim. The Dorshei Rishumos have a whole discussion how we see that the different parts of Sukkot were interrelated. They gave him skila with the Esrogim. The Esrog is what we hold in our hand to show the supremacy of Teresh Baal Peh on Sukkot. They stoned him. They threw his words at him. They threw Teresh Baal Peh at him by stoning him with a Esrogim. That's a discussion in the Gemara. Sukkot, the Gemara Be'ez brings it over here that's why he had to show Hag Be'yodecha, to show that you're not being mezalz, you're not pouring the water, not on the Mizbeach. But in any case, it's halacha mashum is Sinai. The Gemara tells us the other mukayim. If it's halacha mashum is Sinai, it has nothing to do with the carbon. It's a separate carbon. It's a carbon b'fnei atzmoi. It's a din in the yoyim. In which case, that's mamish our discussion. What comes out of the Yerushalmi, the way the Yerushalmi says it is that why is the halacha mechatchila to bring it together with the carbon tomid if it's not part of the carbon tomid? So the emphasis is that there's a Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph which says something interesting. And again, different places halacha nice all. There's always a shaila when the person has two mitzvahs in front of him, which one is kodim. And the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph discusses the seder. There's a mitzvah that's korim. There's a klal of avirin ala mitzvahs. There's another klal of todir sheini todir kodim. There's another discussion in the Gemara about todir umekudash. The person has two mitzvahs. One of them is todir. Has a milo, it's odif because it's something that comes up more often, it's todir. Like let's say a person has mincha and daven musaf to daven lechatchila, a person should daven mincha. If he already got to this van mincha, because mincha is kodim. It's todir more than musaf. Mincha is every day. Musaf is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In any case, the Gemara has a discussion about todir versus mekudesh, the Gemara is not machriya. So somebody has a mitzvah which is todir versus a mitzvah which is more mekudesh. And one of the discussions over there is the carbon tomid before or after the carbon musaf. The carbon tomid is a weekday carbon, and the Gemara says that, which means that the carbon of Shabbos, the musaf, is more mekudesh. On the other hand, the carbon tomid is tomid. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says that tomid that's on Shabbos is a Shabbos thing of carbon tomid, even though it's not like by us when we daven tefillah connected to midim, as we discussed in previous year. The davening that we do on Shabbos is a different davening, but be'etzem, the chiyuv tefillah on Shabbos is the same chiyuv tefillah as during the week. The carbon tomid on Shabbos is the same carbon tomid. It just happens to be there's a hoysofa. There's a carbon musaf, there's another carbon. It's a hoysofa on the carbon tomid. But for pashas, the carbon tomid is the same carbon tomid. Says the Gemara, no. The Gemara says that since it's a tomid of Shabbos, it has a din of mekudesh like a carbon of Shabbos. If that's the case, so it's possible that the Raya of the Bavli, the Raya of the Yerushalmi, is not Mukhra. What does the Yerushalmi tell us? The Yerushalmi tells us that the carbon tomid of Sukkot is a regular carbon tomid. There's no extra carbon of Nisuch HaMayim. Al-Koch Nisuch HaMayim is a carbon of Ne'atzmoy. It's a Chiyuv Mitzat Sukkot. It's not an addition onto the carbon of the carbon tomid. According to the Bavli, that's not true. Because the carbon tomid of Sukkot is a sukkah stick of carbon tomid. There's an upgrade in the carbon tomid. That means when a person stands Shemoneh Esrei on sukkah, it's not pshat in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. He's davening vochadik, and then only when he gets to Atu B'chatonu, he plugs into Yom Tov davening. The first three brachas have kedushas Yom Tov because it's part of Yom Tov. The Yom Tov upgrades even the choil. It's a profound point. A person puts on his shoes Yom Tov in the morning, Shabbos in the morning. He's not putting on his shoes like every day. It's a Shabbos thing of putting on one's shoes. Every Dvar Chol that a person does on Shabbos V'Yom Tov becomes Niskadish B'Kedushas Shabbos V'Yom Tov. The Karbon Tomid, the Tefillah, the Karbon Tomid of Shabbos V'Yom Tov is a Shabbos thing of carbon. Yerushalmi says not that way. That's what the Bavli would hold. Yerushalmi says no. Yerushalmi says that as far as the Karbon Tomid is concerned, it's a Vachadik of carbon. It's a regular carbon tomid. Where does Nisuch HaMayim come in? Nisuch HaMayim obviously is something else. It's a mashu acher. It's in separate carbon. According to the Bavli, that might not necessarily be true. It happens to be interesting. L'shitaseyem l'chayru. There's a discussion of Daf Ayin in the Gemara about there's two carbonists in Yom Kippur also that have a clash in this idea of todir and mekudesh. The carbon musif, the soyer chatos of musif, the same way every Yom Tov had carbon musaf. Yom Kippur also has a carbon musaf. This is a Sor Chathas, which is more, it's in Pashas Pinchas. Not in Pashas Achrei Mois with the Psukim of Avodas Yom Kippur. And then there's the El Ha'om, one of the carbonists, which is brought as part of the Avodas HaKapora, the special Avodas of Yom Kippur. That's a Pasuk in Pashas Achrei Mois. And there's a question when they conflict which one comes first. The Bavli, by Austin Davine, later on, 40 blocks from now, learns it out from a Pasuk. That the Elam comes first. The Yerushalmi says no. The Yerushalmi says I don't need a pasuk. The Yerushalmi says that the Soyer Chatos might be todir, but the El Ha'am is Mekudesh. The El Ha'am is something Yuchat Yom Kippur. The Soir Chatas of Yom Kippur, the Soir is regular Kog Musav is not unique to Yom Kippur. It's something that's in all Yom Tov. There might be a separate Musav in each Yom Tov, but be Soir, it's really a carbon of every Yom Tov. The El Ha'am is a carbon that's Yuchat Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur certainly has more Kedushin than a regular Yom Tov. So it's Mekudesh. Yerushalmi is busy with that. The Bavli is not Nesiachis to that point. It would seem the Bavli held that if it's a Karban Musav of Yom Tov, but that Yom Tov happens to be Yom Kippur, it's Neskadish, all the Karbanos are Neskadish with Kedusha of Yom Kippur. The Kedusha, the special Yom Kippur thing in Kedusha, the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, carry over and they Mekadish all the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, all part of the Zed Avodah, which really is what we discussed at the beginning of the Perek in terms of the Shitzer Rambam, that even the Karban Tomid has to be performed on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, the Pshat is because even the Karban Tomid of Yom Kippur becomes a Yom Kippur Dikka Karban. Not Pshat, the Karban Tomid is a regular weekday Karban, and then there are special Karbanos of Yom Kippur. Every part of the Seder Avoid of Yom Kippur becomes part of Avoid of Yom Kippur. Hagam, that's possible to be Mechalik. We're talking about the Tomid with the Muslim. The relationship between Tomid and Muslim is more intimate. The Rambam calls the Halachas Tmidim U'Musafim. The word Musav by definition means an addition to the Karban Tomid. Mashenkin, the special Karbanos that are in Pashas Achri Mois, are really a whole different, it's not part of the regular Seder Karbanos. Seder HaKaporos, Seder HaTahara of Musmei Hashem, it's not part of the Karban Tomid. Lav Dafka, the Karban Tomid is part and parcel of that Avodah to become the Skadish, to get an upgrade, to become Yom Kippur Dik Karbanos. But Rambam says the Kohen Gadol has to do it. That means that he holds that it is upgraded. It does become a Yom Kippur Dikka Karban. Just to take this all from the realm of the theoretical of Kachem Dikka to something Halacha L'maaseh, there's an interesting, we know that there's Shinuyei Nuschois in Nuschach Ashkenaz and Nuschach Svard. Every Shabbos, when do we say Shir Shol Yom? The Shir Shol Yom was said together with the pouring of the Nesochim, Nuschei Yayin of Shachris, of the Karban Tomid, and of Musav of the Karban Musafim. So when do we say the Shir Shol Yom? We don't say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos twice. When do we say? Nusach Svarad says that since the primary Shir Shol Yom that we say every day is Shaykh to the Karban Tomid, Shaykh to Shachris, so right after, before Atarei, so before taking out the Sefer Torah, for Kriyas Atarei, right after Shemoneh Esrei, we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. Nusach Ashkenaz says that since on Shabbos there was a Karban Tomid and a Karban Musav, and both of them had the shir performed, so the halach is that we say it all on together. It's an interesting truth of Chacham Sefer that brings to the Gemara, the end of Rosh Hashanah and other places, that the shir shol yoim that was said on Musav of Shabbos was actually from Parashat Hazinu. He says, why don't, if we say Nusach Ashkenaz says by Musav, why don't we say Hazinu? It's a question. Since we say the whole week Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni, so we continue on that track, and on Shabbos we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. That's interesting. One of the ways of understanding the machloikis between the minhagim is mamish nischakiru. Do we say that the Tomid and the Musav are intimately connected, that they're one carbon? In which case we say the Shir Shol Yom after the one carbon, which means the Tomid with the Musav Shemayim. Or we say no. There's a Karban Tomid, there's a Karban Musav. The same way every single day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so on, we say the Shir Shol Yom attached as part of our Seder Avodas, Karban Tomid, our Tefillah, our Shachris. So the same thing also goes with on Shabbos also we say it as part of the Karban Tomid. The Musav is something else. The Musav we don't say the Shir Shol Yom that was said Miyuchet from Hazinu. But what we do is we say the Mizmor Shir together with the Shemoneh Esrei, which is connected to Karban Tomid, which is Shachris. Not Muslim. Muslim is connected to Karban Muslim. So that would be one way of, that would be an interesting way of explaining the Machloikis Nuschois, whether we look at the Tomid and the Muslim together, or we say that the Tomid is Tomid, the Muslim is Muslim, the Kedusha of Shabbos is special in the Karban Muslim, the Tomid is a regular Tomid. That would be Tolui in that type of Chakir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.